Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, November 16, 2015. 17, rather. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are talking youth activism in light of the harassment and incarceration of college students, as well as MDCT youths during street demonstrations last week.
Let's get talking live on our social media platforms. On Facebook, you can find us at VOA Studio 7. And on Twitter, we are on the handle at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going, of course, on our WhatsApp, where we like to read your comments live. So make sure you send us your message as you listen to the show at 001-202-465-0318, and we'll read them on air.
To contribute live on air, you can give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And of course, we are streaming live on air right now. You can head over to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on voandebele.com to catch the live stream of Life Talk.
Again, this is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington.
An umbrella body of youth organizations is lamenting the arrest of youth protesters in Harare last week, saying that such harassment makes young people unwilling or afraid to stand up for their rights. MDCT activists calling for President Robert Mugabe to assassinate power were beaten up and arrested on Wednesday and were released on bail yesterday. Students protesting over tuition were also thrown in jail.
And now, the National Association of Youth Organizations says the incarceration is a clear violation of the Constitution, which guarantees the right to protest peacefully. Some say the heavy-handedness shown by police when dealing with demonstrators betrays intolerance by the government and fear of mass action. What do you think? It's your show. Let's talk.
So we hope Ntunga, of course, as usual, every Tuesday for all the youth in Zimbabwe and the diaspora to tune in, give us a call, and also send us messages on our Twitter, Facebook, and WhatsApp so we know what they're thinking.
Ongo, Miss T, kwazwaiva tereri kusangana uku nemusi wechipiri pano pachirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tichitarisa nyaya kusungwa kwevechidiki veMDCT svondorapfuura pamwe chete nevadzidzi apo vachiratidzira muHarare vachigunun'una vachichema nezvakawanda. Vadzidzi vaichema nenyaya yemafees uyezve vechidiki veMDC vaichemawo neutongi hwavamugave. Saka nasi sangano rinomirira masangano akasiyana siyana evechidiki, National Association of Youth Organizations, riri kuchema riri kuti kushungurudzwa kwevechidiki ava kuri kupa kuti vamwe vavo vawanikwe vachitya kurwira kodzero dzavo. Muri kupfungei? Ngati kurukurei pano pachirongwa ndechenyu, chirongwa The Connection. Mthwakazi omuhle lichona njani makhaya ikutibana lokhungo lwesibili kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhangela ukubotshwa lokuhlukuluzwa kwabasakhulayo. Sibone ngeviki edluleyo kutshaywa njalo kubotshwa abasakhulayo beMDCT betshengisela eHarare besola umbuso kamongameli Robert Mugabe. Sibone njalo kubotshwa abafundi bamakolishi atshiyeneyo awemfundo yaphezulu ngesikhathi lawa betshengisela phezu kodaba lwamafees eHarare. Inhlanganiso emela inhlanganiso zabasakhulayo kumbe ngithi umanyano wenhlanganiso zabasakhulayo owe National Association of Youth Organizations ubika ona ukubana ukuhlukuluzwa kwabasakhulayo lokhu kuyaphambanisa kakhulu abasakhulayo bagcine bese saba ukulwela amalungelo abo kasikhulumeni bontanga uhlelo ngolwenu lingasithinta ecingweni khonapha ku 001 202 6192077 inombolo njalo ngu 001 202 6192077 kumbe lisithinte ku WhatsApp ukuze sibale incwadi zenu elingaba lisi thumela zona inombolo zithi 001 202 465 0318.
Thank you, then, Tunga. And I'm hearing now that we are joined by two of our guests just now on the line. First and foremost, that is Meshack Gondo, who is the director of the National Association for Youth Organizations. Meshack, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Kagana.
Thank you. And we also have Joanna Mamombe, who is with the Zimbabwe National Students Union. And I am sure, I think if she can correct me if I'm wrong, she's the Gender Affairs Officer with ZINASU. Joanna, thank you for joining us this evening on The Connection.
You're welcome. You're very correct.
Thank you there.
Okay, so let's start off with Joanna. We saw you guys demonstrating last week in Harare, Joanna, and you were among those who were incarcerated. Tell us, how did it go?
I would say that you're very correct on the issue that we demonstrated in Harare as the female students who are concerned with the situation that is currently going on in social institutions. Our demonstration, it was focusing on four key issues that we are facing, the challenges that we are facing as the female students in social institutions. The first issue that we were demanding from the government is for them to bring back the grants and loans so that we can at least afford to pay our tuition fees in the social institutions. And also, we were also calling the Ministry of Higher and Tertiary Education to revise the tuition fees because we feel that these are tuition fees that have been charged by our institutions. They are astronomical, and we can't afford them considering the economic crisis that is bedeviling us in Zimbabwe. And also, we have the situation whereby we are being charged exorbitant rentals in our accommodation in tertiary institutions and even landlords which are around our institutions. And also, we are facing harassment by security personnel and other teaching staff in our tertiary institutions. So those are the key issues that we're demanding the government should pay attention to. But to our surprise, with those demands, which were clearly written on our banner and also on our petition as well as our placard, it was a surprise that we were beaten by the anti-riot police. So it really affected us. Because some of the female students who were present, they had serious injuries because of the beatings and the suffering that we went through under the police.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we know that you, among, I think, 20 others, ZINASU members, were arrested. Take us through what happened once you were detained, and when were you finally released, and what is happening moving forward? Any charges?
Okay, we had our demonstration from 1:30 in the afternoon. We were walking along Nelson Mandela and going straight to the parliament to hand over our petition. Just before we go to the parliament, that's when anti-riot police attacked us and we were beaten. 16 of us were arrested. Then we were just thrown into a vehicle and we were instructed to put our heads down after all the beating, and everyone was crying there because of the injuries that they suffered. So we got into the anti-riot trucks and we were driven to the Harare Central Police Station. Then from there, when we got to the Harare Central Police Station, that's when we had questions. We were questioned on why we were having this demonstration. And we were also harassed by these anti-riot officers, even when we go to the central. And they were telling us that we are not students. We are actually wars in the streets who want who are doing the anti-regime campaign because they were saying that we had placards that were saying that Mugabe must go, which was a lie. We didn't even have any placard that was written Mugabe should go. After all, it's not even an issue or it's not even a crime to call for someone that that person should go. So when we got there, we had questions from Law and Order, and we were taken, our details were also taken, including our fingerprints and our photos. Then we were detained at the Central Police Station from 2 in the afternoon until 11 p.m. Then from 11 p.m., that's when we were taken to the cells at the Harare Central Police Station. Then we were also kept in the holding cells from 11 p.m. To 3 a.m. in the morning. That's when now we were allocated to our respective cells. Then from there, we were woken up at 5 a.m. Then we woke up to go to the law and order again because we were supposed to go to the court to apply for a bail since everyone wanted to go for their examination on Monday. So that is what transpired during our stay in the cells.
So, given your experience, Joanna, the intimidation, the incarceration, would you do it again? Would you, stage another demo, as a student to demand your rights?
I would say that myself is Joanna Mamumbe. I'm a student activist. And being an activist, it simply means you have to take action and effect a change in the environment that you're living in. So to me, being beaten and being harassed, it will not stop me from being an activist. Actually, it's strengthening us because when we got out of the cells, almost all of us, the female students, we were actually stronger than before we got to the cells because we feel that the government is responsible for the ongoing economic crisis that we are facing. So the only choice, we have only one choice left, which is going to the streets. And we will not stop demanding what belongs to us. We will definitely go back to the streets.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Joanna. Misha, just before we go to you, let's just introduce our third guest in Tunga. That is Mulandu Ncube, who is an MDC councillor. Thank you so much for joining us on the program this evening.
Thank you. You're welcome. How are you, everyone?
Siyaphila Ncube, uqhube kubambile ucingo khonapho siyabuya kuwe sithathu Misheke uqa.
Misheke, if you can just react to what Joanna was talking about, the experience as students, what happened to them over the weekend. Of course, we spoke earlier, but what's your reaction now?
Thank you very much, Tatenda. The major reason why our fathers went to wage the liberation struggle is to make sure that the masses enjoy their rights. But it is at this moment very sad to hear that after 35 years of independence, the government is releasing brutal effort towards its children against the fundamental rights, even against the new constitution. If you look at Section 59, there is a guarantee to respect the freedom to demonstrate and to petition the government. And what the students were doing were just simply following what is enshrined in the Constitution. And also it is sad to note that these students were unarmed. They were just demonstrating, going to the parliament to submit their petition. But they meet anti-riot police with the state machinery, with guns, with all armory that disturbed them to submit this that petition, which is very sad as far as freedoms are concerned. One of the critical things when you are looking at, on freedom at Tatenda is the people, they must have the right to speak, they must have the right to organize, and the right to take action. And when the government is making sure that the people does not have that right, there is a problem. And we need to introspect on that. It's very sad. And it is also sad to note that Among those students, there was also some students living with a disability, and they were also beaten. We actually questioned the conscience of the government and the especially the police. It is not only putting a negative dent to the Zimbabwean government, but to the Zimbabweans at large. It is not only frivolous and vexatious, but also problematic that police have always enjoyed and in peaceful demonstrations with brutal force, which is a major blow to the discourse of fundamental human rights. And we call that as young people in Zimbabwe to stop. Everyone is very concerned about this. And if they think that maybe they are going to enforce psychological fear because they want to do this intimidation, they are actually not doing good for themselves. Because young people actually pushed it to the corner to say, if our government is not respecting us, especially the students, they are raising critical issues as far as Zimbabwe is concerned. Education is exorbitant. It's now a privilege of the elite. They are raising concern about the security at universities where they are being harassed. And every parent should be concerned about this. That's why we are saying this is an acceptable tender.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, there.
Yeah, but this is a good way, Mlandu Ncube. Njengomuntu wezombusazwe, umkhombisa njani omunye osakhulayo ukuthi lwele amalungelo akhe Ncube nxa ebona ukuhlukuluzwa okwenziwa abanye abasakhulayo sikhangela ukubhacabula okwenziwe amalunga enu eHarare ngeviki ezidluleyo kanye lokuhlukuluzwa kwabafundi?
First of all, let me take this opportunity to say to Sister Joanna, we are very sorry with what happened. That's the face of the dictator. But on behalf of the Zimbabwe News, we'll make sure that this won't happen again and it will come to an end. Carry on the spirit, Sister Joanna. We are together in this. Engingakutsho kubantu abatsha ukubana kuvele kusobala ukubana lo isigilamkhuba lesi esinguhulumente sasivele kasifuna ukuthi abantu bekhululeke bheka nxa ezafuna ukubulala abafundayo kusasa yelizwe ufuna bebulala bese ngoba ufuna ukubulala isizwe. Ngakho kuqakathekile ngempela umuntu emuntwini okuthatha ofuna ukuba lendlu, ofuna ukuba ngumuntu naye kusasa, ukuthi akube semandleni akho ukuthi uhulumende lo ahambe. Ngoba sekusobala ukubana uhulumende lo kafuna ukuhamba ngokuthula, ufuna ukuhamba ngezinye indlela. Ngakho thina njengabatsha, khonokho okwenziwa ngoTikepa naboJoshua Nkomo, bethatha izibhamu bethatha ibizo. Thina kasisoze sithathe izibhamu ngoba kasifuni ukuchitha igazi. Kodwa esizokwenza sizomtshela lo muntu ukuthi sihamba and uzahamba. Noma ngaze asibulale abantu bethu bazamsakaza.
Siyabonga Ncube, qhubeka ubamba ucingo khonapho. Pane tsamba ziri kutumirwa nevatereri pano tatenda. Pane tsamba iri kubva kuna Farirai Manyere anoti zvokwadi mhirizhonga munyika yeZimbabwe kuti ipere. Dai mapurisa ose akapa basa nehurumende iri kutonga abviswa ose. Zvino idano rinoti netsei nokuti hurumende yacho ndiyo iri panyanga. Zvotoda ivo vechidiki varambe vakashinga vachingoratidzira dai vakati gweru mutare Harare chinoi. Nzvimbo dzose dzakabudirira vobuda vachiratidzira nguva imwe chete mapurisa angambovakurira. Imwe tsamba iri kubva kuna baba Chenidza. Baba Chenidza vari kuti ivo vechidiki vanokodzera kuratidzira kuburikidza nokupinda mumigwagwa nokuti vakavimbiswa dhongi rakaora navamugave. Vanofanirwa kupuwa 2 million jobs idzodzo. Vatereri vari kutaura afa.
Tine dzimwe tsamba ntunga. We have Ed Moore who says, I think as a nation we need to stick and adhere to our new constitution. It is very, very unfortunate. We wonder how our country is being governed and where we are going. And we'll just read this one quickly in Tunga. Let's see. Matthew says, let it be activism and not vandalism.
That's a good point there. Tidzoke kwauri Joanna, uripo paru na... tichitarisawo kana vachitaura nevamwe vechidiki munyika vanoziva here kuti vane kodzero dzekuita zvamakaita svondo rapfuura kuratidzira murunyararo mumigwagwa
hongu ndingangotaura muchidimbo ndichiti vechidiki vanozviziva kuti vane kodzero yekunge vachiratidzira mumigwagwa kana kunge vachiendesa petition kuministri asi chandingangotaura ndechekuti vechidiki vaane kutya kwakanyanya nekamusana nekurohwa kwatinoitwa nekushungurudza kwatinoitwa nemapurisa vamwewo vange vachitya kudzidzo dzavo kuti dzingazoenderera mberi here mushure mekurohwa uku mushure mekusungwa mushure mekunge mafingerprint ako atorwa nemapurisa
zvinoaiaizvoaaa
Sorry about that, Joanna. Ndofunga pane one of our guests. Ndofunga runare rwake rwakata saka takuwana feedback. Ameno utiri kuti chifone acho, but iwe enderera hako mberi uchitaura.
Alright. Ndanga ndichitaura kuti muchidimbo vechidiki vanozviziva kuti vanekodzero iyoyi nekuti irimo mubumbiro redu remutemo. Asi chiri kuitika ndechekuti vechidiki vavekutya chaizvo kuti vainge vachipinda mumigwagwa vachinge vachidhimanda zvinhu zvavanenge vachifanira kunge vachipiwa negavenment. So ndo zvatiizviri kunyanya kushungurudza fani kuti chikoro ichi chinozopera here. Takatarisana maringe yekuti vazhinji ava vakange vachiratidzira munzvimbo yeHarare vese vana vechikoro. So ndo zvinhu zvatinenge tichitya mangana kuti chikoro chingazoenderere mberi here, asi vanozviziva kunge ikodzero yavo yekuratidzira.
Mukoma Mishek muri parunare. Halo mukoma Mishek.
Ndiripo ya.
Tichitarisawo kutsakatika kwavadzamara mungati ndekumwe here kuri kuita vechidiki vatyewo kurwira kodzero dzevanhu tichitarisa kuti kwaane nguva akatsakatika dzamara uyezve hapana ari kuziva kuti ari kupi yezvino izvi.
Ichocho ndo chokwadi chaicho chaicho chamuri kutaura chekuti vechidiki vakutya. Tingangoti programu iripo sezvatanga tichitaurwa kuna mapurisa achirova, chinangwa chiripo ndechekuchichidzira vechidiki kuti vasakwanise kubuda vachinodzimanda kodzero dzavo. Senyaya yamataura yaitaidzamara nomwe wechidiki mushure nekunge aratidzira zviri pamutemo uye zvine parunyararo, takaona mumwe wedu asisipo sewechidiki, zvinhu zvinoshungurudza. Iyi tingangoitora tichiti imeseji iri kupiswa nehurumende kuti ani naani achange achitaura sezvatiri kuita izvi. Munokwanisa kungozonzwa kuti mishegondo hatisiko mangwana. Hurumende yaita zvainoita nekuti ndo yatiri kufungidzira. Hatitya kutaura kuti tiri kufungidzira hurumende yedu nekuti tiri kuona ichirova vadzidzi varimo mustreet. Tiri kuona ichiti vadzidzi vachida kunoita petition zviri muconstitution sezvandambotaura section 59. Tinoona mapurisa achibuda achirova vanasikana vadiki, zvinonyadzisa zvakadii. Saka even makatarisa nyaya dzamara yakaitika iyi, hurumende hatisi kugutsikana nekutsvagurudza kwairi kuita, yakanyarara. Vamwe vemaminista vacho tiri kutoona vachitaura yatingati nepachirungu rafu yekuti vari kutotaura kuti vamwe vanotouya achiti hatitombemuzivi, vamwe vachitaura zvakasiyana siyana zvinotishungurudza. Zvinoratidza kuti iprogiramu yakanatsorongwa yekuda kutsvitidzira vechidiki kuti izvi ravo risasomuke.
Mnumzana Ncube sikhangelinda vakadzamara vathi navanye ontanga nxa likhuluma ngokutshengisela nxa likhangela njalo udaba lokunyamalala kuka Itayi Dzamara. Sorry, hanzi runare rwa Ncube rwakata sizazama kumbamba njalo umnumzana Mlandu Ncube ongwe bandla le MDCT.
Of course, Antunga, just to recap, Thursday 25 Movement of Democratic Change youth and a photojournalist were arrested, of course, as we spoke about earlier. These youth were demanding security sector reforms and an end to intra-party violence that they are blaming on, that they were blaming on ZANU-PF. Of course, they're saying that, you know, ZANU-PF is allegedly, you know, using its followers to wage acts of violence. Let's read some more messages in Tunga before we go back to our guest, and hopefully we can get Mr. Ncube back on the line. Ruzidzo says, the arrest shows that there is no democracy in Zimbabwe. And Tino Ziwa She says, please, people should be allowed to peacefully demonstrate as it is a way of communicating their emotions. And Washumba Uhuru says, violence is a game of cowards and academically weak folks.
Powerful messages there coming from our listeners. Abangathanda ukuphatheka kuhlelo, siyazi amafoni ayahlupha sibili. Kodwa lizame phela ukusithinta khonapha emoyeni lisiphe imbono yenu kunombolo ezithi 001-202-619-2077. Inombolo njalo 001-202-619-2077. Kumbe lisithumele incwadi nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-2077. 0318.
And Mishek, just before we go on our break, of course, this program today was to deal with the issue of youth activism among young Zimbabweans. Can you just let our listeners know what their rights are under the Constitution, as we know that that is what your organization has really been working hard on, making sure that young people understand their rights? Go ahead.
Thank you very much. The right of participation is enshrined in our own constitution. First of all, let me dwell on Section 59, which speaks of the right to demonstrate and present a petition. And this should, if this is going to be done peacefully, in the thing that happened. I also want to take notes on one more objective, and where the states have got an obligation to make sure that young people have got the opportunity to associate and to be represented and to participate in political, social, economic, and other spheres of life. And if you look at these two constitutional provisions, the government is not doing as well. The government is presenting the right of young people, both enshrined in the national objectives and also as human beings enshrined in the Bill of Rights. And this is not being granted, Tatenda.
Siyabonga mnumzana Mishe kuqhubeka ubambile khonapho. Silo mlaleli lapha ecingweni ose-South Africa uNcwayi. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Ncwayi. Alo mnumzana Ncwayi e-South Africa.
Baba.
Kunjani eMzansi ba?
Hayi, eMzansi uwriting for the internet ngilane Suntan fowethu.
Ayinetha abantu belime bakithi.
Ye, sisebenzele iphokethi kunzima ekhaya baba.
Ya, kunjalo. Akusiphi imbono yakho mnumzana ngamafitshane?
Mina baba ngiyabonga lo mfowethu lo olapha kobulawayo, ngathi igama lake ngiyamkhutha oweyouth.
Ngomlando Ncube.
Uyambona weMDCT lo.
Ye, ngumlando Ncube yile igama lakhe.
Umalumami ke umlando Ncube ngiyamazi yena. Ngoba mina ngizalwa kobulawayo, ngizalwa emapulazini kumanzi amnyama. Lo mfowethu ngiyambonga ngoba ubunzima obukhona laphana behlulo abadala ubabamkhulu. Lami ngingakazalwa. Lolu nyawo oluhamba ngobaba laphana umkhulu wethu, ubaba uhamba ngendlela yona liyana owayisusela abelungu. Ukuthi kungabi nomunye umuntu onelizwi olikhuphayo.
Okay.
Abalapho baba.
Kahle sithathe ikhefu Ncwayi. Kahle sithathe ikhefu baba, siyaphenduka kungayikatshani, uqhubeke ubambile. Time to part ways with our radio listeners, right? Mm-hmm.
Of course, but they can head over to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or voaindebele.com to keep listening to us. And to our guests, please just hold on the line.
That means we are on television, we are on YouTube. Please do stay tuned.